Hello, and welcome to the Grayson Taylor Podcast, the podcast for young artists and entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Grayson Taylor. I'm a published novelist, professional actor, composer, and independent filmmaker. This podcast is all about the creative arts, writing, filmmaking, acting, Lego building, composing, and more, including reviews of the latest films and books. Now let's get into today's episode. Hi, I'm Grayson Taylor. Today we're talking about how to make your first song. I compose instrumental music, sort of in the genre of film soundtracks mostly, and I do mostly piano solos so far, but I've also done some other kinds of music. And right now I'm working on an album of music that's more orchestral. So the tips that you're going to hear in this episode do apply to songs with lyrics. They apply to pretty much any kind of song that you're writing. But just keep in mind that I usually don't write songs that have lyrics. I just write more like film score type of music. So let's start off with how I write music and how I make my songs. Because right now, as of when this podcast episode is being recorded, I have released 8 songs, and I'm working on others, and of course I have my first album that will be coming out soon, and I'm also going to be scoring my next film. So just right now, 8 singles have been released, and you can listen to those on Spotify, on iTunes, but this is how I go about making my own music. And this, of course, is not how every musician makes his or her music. This is just my own approach to making the songs and the music that I create. So I start out with the central theme, and I find this by playing on the piano, usually, or sometimes I'll just be thinking and a tune will come to me. And this often happens when I'm on a walk, because I have a dog, and when I'm walking my dog, sometimes I'll have an idea for a musical melody. And so the moment I get home, I will record that. Usually I'll just like hum it into a some sort of device that can record audio. And once I just have that laid down, then I'll start thinking about developments on the theme and what that theme could be a part of. If it's the theme for a character, what character will that be? Or if it's going to be a motif in a film score, what is it going to be representing? And so that's something important to think about, but the first step is just developing the theme, the melody, the actual notes that you're going to be playing in the song. So then after I have this theme recorded in audio, just me humming or singing, whatever it is, then I will play it on the piano or write down the notation of the melody. Often I'll do this in GarageBand, which is a music recording software, and so with GarageBand you can actually play the piano on your keyboard, or if you have a MIDI keyboard that you can hook up to it, you can use that as well. And so I'll just play the melody on in that software, and then I have it recorded in not just my own voice, but also in MIDI form. MIDI, in case you're unaware, stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, which basically means here's the definition. It's a widely used standard for interconnecting electronic musical instruments and computers. It's a bit technical, but it basically means it's not just like a piece of audio that you recorded. For example, if you record it on your phone, you playing a piece on the piano. That's different from a MIDI recording. A MIDI recording actually, like within the recording, in the data there, it records the actual notes that are being played. And so you can shift it to different instruments, and it won't, the notes will stay the same, but the sound will be different. So you can look up more on MIDI if you want to, but I'm not gonna go into the whole technical side of music in this episode. So back to my own process of making songs. If I don't have the idea for the tune, if I don't get that in my head when I'm on a walk or something like that, if instead I'm playing around on the piano and I come up with a tune, this is one of the other ways that I come up with themes. It's usually one of these two ways. Either I'll come up with it on a walk, or I'll be experimenting on the piano and I'll come up with it on the piano. And so, if I come up with this tune when I'm experimenting on just playing notes on the piano, then I'll just get, again, a device that can record music. But this time, instead of me humming it or something like that, I will, because I'm already at the piano, I'll just record myself playing that thing on the piano. And then I have a recording of it, I can save that and listen back to it, and then play it back in MIDI form in a music software, so I can actually have the notes saved somewhere outside of just the raw audio file. The sort of brainstorming part of music making is pretty different from the brainstorming part of filmmaking or writing, because with this you can't really just look for inspiration at a movie theater or something. It's different. For me personally, I usually, it either happens when I'm experimenting or when I'm just thinking about music. Oftentimes I'll just be like sort of very quietly humming something and I'll come up with a tune that way. And so there's not really a brainstorming session that I do when I'm trying to come up with music. It sort of just happens spontaneously, not really when I expect it to necessarily, unless I am experimenting to try to find a theme, which does happen. Sometimes I'll be purposefully experimenting because I want to figure out a theme for a character or something like that. So you might have another way of figuring out what you're going to use for your songs, your main themes and things like that. So figure out what works for you. Maybe it could be a walk, like what happens with me sometimes, or experimenting, a combination of both. And oftentimes, once I have a theme, I'll go back to the piano, even if that was where I originally came up with it, or it wasn't, I'll go to the piano and I'll take that original theme, I'll play that, and then I'll try to experiment with that melody. I'll try different variations on it. And a song, at least my songs, are basically made up of the main theme, the variations of that theme, and then a few sub-themes, which are just smaller, less repeated and important motifs that appear maybe once or twice during the song. And if you're writing a song with lyrics, usually a similar thing will happen where it's in the form of the chorus, the bridge, the verse, things like that. And so usually it goes in something like verse 1, chorus, verse 2, chorus, verse 3, bridge, chorus, or something like that. I don't write songs with lyrics, at least so far. I don't really do that. That's not my thing. I don't really listen to songs with lyrics that much. Pretty much all that I listen to is music, like instrumental music, piano music, and a lot of film and TV scores. So that's why I make music that's pretty similar to that. Basically, if you're going to make music, you're probably going to be making the kind of music that you listen to. So if you listen to a lot of pop music, you're probably going to be making something very similar to pop music. And in my case, I listen to movie and film soundtracks a lot. So that's the kind of music that I make. So what happens once you have this melody and you've created these variations on it? And also another thing that I do when I'm going back to the piano, basically going back to the drawing board and experimenting with different variations on this theme that I've come up with, I'll often record these variations that I come up with. Make sure you record things, because the worst thing that can happen, or one of the worst things that can happen to a musician is you come up with a really good, great sounding theme or motif or variation, whatever it is you're making, and then you forget it, or you don't record it, and then you come back later and you remember, oh yes, I had this great variation, or I had this great theme, and then you can't remember what it is, and so it never gets to be included in your song, which is very sad. So make sure you have your experimentation saved. I wouldn't just experiment and just press record and play whatever comes to you, because you'll probably end up with a recording of a lot of just messing around. So I'll just experiment with something, and then once I find something good that I think could be a part of the song, then I'll record it and always have that recording device nearby when I'm experimenting. So say you have your main theme and you have all your variations, then it's time to assemble that all into a coherent song. And there are multiple ways to go about this. You could take all these pieces, these little bits of music, and write them out musical notation on music paper, like with bar lines and things like that, and just write the notes on paper or using a software or something like that. I don't really do that. However, for my first song that I released, which was the Ash piano solo, I did write that on sheet music. I wrote down the notes, and so how I did that song was, this was a while ago, I think it was like over a year, or maybe 2 years ago, and so I had come up with a theme, I'd come up with the variations, and then I played it on the piano, progressing as I went, and when I figured something out, when I came up with the transition between two pieces, I'd write down what I just created on the paper. So by the end, I had created just the sheet music of the entire song that I could give to someone and they could just play it on the piano. But that's not what I do most of the time, nowadays at least. Most of what I do now is, instead of writing it, I mostly just play it and record it, and I'll record little sections and then piece together those sections and form transitions between them, and it usually doesn't involve very much writing. If, however, I did want other people to be playing this, if I was, you know, for some reason, if I was writing the music to be played by someone on the piano or something, then I would write it on sheet music. I would write out the notes and just give it to someone. What's nice about musical software that can process MIDI and things like that is that it will actually create the sheet music for you. So if you go to a project where you've recorded a bunch of MIDI notes and different themes, melodies, then you can actually, I don't know about all music recording softwares, because I haven't worked with that many, but for example, with GarageBand, you can go and you can go to the editor tab, I think it is, in GarageBand, and if you select a track, then you can go there and you'll find the actual written sheet music for your song. It's just, it automatically creates notes on a digital sheet of paper. I think you can actually tell it to print it out, so that's pretty cool. If you're not really into writing down music, if you don't really know all that music theory stuff and you're not sure how to do musical notation, then that's a good way to go if you do want to create sheet music for your songs. But personally, I don't really use sheet music for my own compositions. I just create and record, and then I polish it up and finish it, and I don't really need to write down all the notes that I'm creating, because I'm just creating them. So, continuing through my process of making a song, I will go into the music making software, and then, if I haven't already done this, I will record myself playing the melody that I've created and all the variations I've created. And oftentimes, when I'm doing that, in the process, I'll come up with new variations, and then I'll record those too. And so, again, this is with MIDI, so it's not just me recording myself playing on a piano or something like that. This is directly into the software, which is a different thing. Again, that's sort of technical, but you can research it more for yourself if you aren't aware of how that all works. But anyway, I record all that, and then I have this project that's filled with a bunch of short clips of music, just little bits of melody, and they don't really make a song yet, because they're all just disconnected chunks of tunes. And so the next step is to combine these all into a coherent song. And so this means you arrange them in the right order, and what I do most of the time is I create a beginning. Usually, the beginning of a song I create separately from the main melody and the variations. Usually the main theme of the song comes in a little bit later. So I'll just create the opening for the song. And this is something new, and it depends on the song. For some, it's just like an opening chord or something, or just a very quiet or very loud, depends on the song, introduction to the song. And then shortly afterward, you will introduce the main theme. Or you can just start right off the bat with the main theme. It really depends on the song and your personal preference for what you're writing. So once I have an opening, then I'll start arranging the pieces of music that I've recorded in chronological order. And these pieces of music that I've recorded, they're usually just one-hand things, because what I'm talking about here is mostly piano solos. That's what I've done the most of. It's just mainly, it's rather simple, because there are basically just two parts. It's the left hand and the right hand. And usually I'll record the right hand first, because that has the melody. I'll record the melody parts first. And then later I'll go back in and add the bass line, everything that goes underneath to support that. And also harmony and different things like that that will be added underneath the main melody. So then, once I have the beginning of the song, I will arrange the other bits and pieces that I've recorded in a way that makes sense, that it holds together. And then I'll create transitions between these little segments that I've recorded. And oftentimes it's pretty simple. It's just, you know, maybe it just requires a few notes, or maybe you can just put these two bits of music right back to back and they'll work. And oftentimes it can help to have these the bass part underneath the left-hand part, usually. That can help to create these transitions between the two different segments that you've previously recorded. And another thing I'll do in songs is I'll take the main melody, and then I'll take a variation of that main melody, and then I'll overlap them. So I'll have the right hand, for example, playing the main melody, and then I'll have the left hand playing the variation on that melody. And sometimes it can create a good sound. Not always, but sometimes it works. So just try overlapping different things, and you might be surprised what you can come up with. And sometimes things will sound pretty good if you overlay these two different parts of the melody. And you can come up with an interesting sound. Another important thing to consider when you're doing this is, what instrument are you going to be using in the song? When I'm talking about piano solo, obviously it's just piano. That's pretty straightforward. You're only using piano, and that can do pretty much anything. There aren't a whole lot of constraints with that kind of instrument. You can basically play any note, and if you're doing a piano solo, you're basically just constricted to what two hands can do. But you can do just a piano version that has more than two parts, and you can layer on more elements with that. But then you might be writing a song that has different kinds of instruments. You might be writing for guitar or strings or something. With different kinds of music recording software, they have different instruments in their library of sounds that you can use. So you could just take a MIDI track that you've recorded in a piano instrument, for example, and then just drop it into a strings instrument or something like that, a different track. And then there it will just adapt to the string sound. And you have to be aware of the sound that these different instruments produce, because, for example, you can't just really take a piano piece and then take that exact same piece unchanged and have strings and trumpets play that. It doesn't really work all the time, because these different instruments have different strengths. For example, you can't really go as high with some instruments as you can with the piano, or as low or something like that. And oftentimes with these computer softwares that generate music, some instruments sound better than others, especially in certain areas. So, for example, I would say don't have strings go too high. Strings meaning like violins or something like that. And again, we're not talking about real violins, we're talking about computer-generated sounds of violins into which you can drop MIDI tracks. Again, it's a bit technical, and you may or may not understand what I'm talking about, but you can just experiment with these things in, for example, try out GarageBand. That's a free music recording program, And it's not as fancy as other ones, but it still can create decent music. And so with that, you can make lots of different sounds with different instruments. And it has, you know, you can create sounds like strings or synth or different things like that. And so far, in my songs, I've used mostly piano, but I've also used some strings and in the Electric Rain music, which is actually the music from this podcast, is the intro and outro music and all the little bits in between. All of that is not piano, really. There is actually piano in it, but there are also different kinds of instruments that aren't really instruments you'd hear in an orchestra. They're more like synth things. I don't do a whole lot of that, but it's a different kind of sound that you can use in your own songs. So when you're organizing your piece and putting together these bits of melody and putting in the transitions and openings and eventually the closing, eventually you will have a coherent main part of your piece. And if it's piano solo, the only thing that's left to do, basically, is, in terms of just the notes themselves, is to add the underscoring, the bass part, or usually the left-hand part of the song. Usually it's a lot simpler than the melody, but not always. You know, you could have some really complicated handwork, or quote-unquote handwork, in the left-hand section of the song. Be sure, though, that your bass part is not overwhelming the main melody, because that's what you want to stick out. And so maybe you could just bring the volume down on the left-hand section of the song. And now, if you're writing for other instruments, or if you're writing for a combination of instruments, then it's going to be more complicated. You're going to have a lot more tracks and a lot more different things to layer. So it can be more fun in some ways, in that you can do a lot more layering and you can experiment with a lot more things. You can add more notes and you're having a lot more varied sounds, and you can try combining different instruments to see what kind of noise they produce and what sort of things you can create with them. And again, a thing that you should bear in mind when you're experimenting with layering different instruments is you don't want to have just a mess of a bunch of different noises, because that could just end up being torture for your listeners' ears, which you don't want. You want your song to sound good, I assume. And so make sure that the melody can be heard pretty well. And so you're going to want an instrument for your main melody, or a couple instruments that can be heard pretty well above the other instruments that are going beneath it. And definitely, if you're using multiple instruments, experiment with the kinds of instruments that you're using. For example, you could put a bunch of different kinds of instruments together. You could put piano and synth together, like I did in the Electric Rain music, the single, and you can layer different things like strings and piano. That's more traditional. I did that a little bit in the Ash Rainfall remix. And another thing that I did in the Rainfall remix was I added the sound of rain and thunder and different atmospheric effects. So you can add effects like that if you want. And don't overdo them, because it can get a bit annoying, but you can add some minor effects like rain or something. Don't overdo it. Don't let it overpower your instruments, because your instruments are the things that are carrying the melody, and you want that to be the main binding part of the song. It's the core of your song, and so you don't want it to be drowned out by these extra effects you're adding in. And so that could be like a whoosh or a wind or anything like that. There are basically an infinite amount of effects that you could put into a song. Don't overload your song with effects, though, because that can get pretty annoying for your listeners. Alright, so let's say you finished your song, you finished recording it, laying down all the notes in the right hand and left hand and all the different instruments that you're layering, if you are doing that. And so you have almost a finished piece. Almost. Because there are some things that you will want to do before you finish it. If you're doing vocals, definitely add the vocals in and finish that all up. Make sure the sounds for everything are balanced, so you don't want one instrument to be too loud, as I was saying before. Another thing that you should do before your song is finished is adjust the settings on these different instruments. If you're doing MIDI, this is assuming you're not recording like an instrument that's outside of the program. Then if it's a MIDI instrument that is inside of this software, then you can change its settings and how it sounds. And you can do filters on things. You can adjust the ways that these different instruments sound, and so that can create some more depth to your piece. And you can also make automations, which are, it basically means it's how loud your piece gets. It's, you can use it to create crescendos, decrescendos. You can also incorporate that just into the recording itself, but you can also add that in afterwards. So if you want it to fade out, then you'll use automations to and just create a fade out on the volume. And you can search for tutorials on how to do things like that. Again, like I said, I'm not going to go into the whole technical aspect of songwriting, but this is just an overview of the whole process. So you could play this song for a few people, maybe get their feedback. If you can ask them, you know, was this instrument too loud? All right, do we need to bring out the melody more? Was this melody too repetitive? Were the vocals too much or too fast or something? Was something a bit off? Was this transition working? Yeah, you can ask them things like that. Or like, was the ending of the song satisfying? If you want to. You don't have to show this to people, but you can, and get their feedback on it. So finally, after you finished putting the polishing touches on your song, after you may or may not have run it by people to get their feedback, then your song is pretty much done. And if you want to, the next step is to release it. So I've released my music on a bunch of different platforms, like Spotify, iTunes, which is technically Apple Music now, I guess. It's a bit confusing, but, you know, a bunch of different platforms. But I don't really do that all manually. I use a service called DistroKid, which it's a paid service, and they send your music to a bunch of different platforms. And all you have to do is sign up and upload your music. It's really fast. It's easy. You do have to pay for it. It's about $20 a year. And they do have different plans. So it depends on how much you want to spend and what you're willing to do and the kind of quality you want with your distribution service. But anyway, there's a link to that in the description. And so you can just go there and that. I would recommend that. I've had a pretty good time using that so far, and they'll get your music into stores relatively fast. I mean, it just depends on the store. Some stores take weeks or even months to get your music on there and live, but others it takes a few days. And so, if you are planning on getting your music out there and being like a known artist or something, and getting listeners outside of just your family or friends or something like that, then this is definitely a thing that you'll want to do. You want to distribute your music, get it into places where people can actually listen to it. And I've had a good experience with this so far. And with different platforms, you can, once you have your music uploaded there, you'll have an artist page. And for example, on Spotify, you have to claim your artist profile. It's relatively easy, and once you claim it, then you can customize it, and it's great to be able to, you know, put a profile picture on your artist page and put a bio and images and things like that. And so that's a great way to introduce yourself to the world, to your listeners, and then you can spread the word to anyone who might want to listen to your music, and you can sell your music. You could maybe, if you have an album or something, you could get CDs and sell your CDs in person or something like that. But so far, just what I've been doing is I've just been releasing my music on digital platforms and promoting it there. And so, again, you can listen to all my music on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to music, really. And so you can just search Grayson Taylor, and it should come up there. And be sure to enjoy this whole process. You know, you might find out that songwriting, you don't really love it, and there are a lot of technical things that can be pretty frustrating. you know, there might be reasons that your song might get rejected by stores, or you might have difficulty adjusting the settings on your music, or getting the vocals right, or getting the instrument that you want. It is a rather complicated process, and it's something that's, it can be daunting for some people, and I just started writing songs because I wanted to, because mainly, it started a few years ago when I had an idea for this one song, which was the Ash piano solo, and you can hear about that and why I started making music and my whole music-making process for my latest songs. You can listen to that on episode 5, The Music of Fallen Nation interview, in which I was interviewed about my own music and how I make it, the whole process behind that. And so I just started making music because I liked it. And there have been some things along the way that have been frustrating, and it's very different from other things that I do, like filmmaking, writing, acting, and Lego building. But it's an interesting process, and I love music, and I like making music as well. And it's really fun to be able to share your own music, your compositions with other people. So enjoy it. And if you don't love it, that's okay. You don't have to make music ever again. You know, that's fine. But it's just something that can be fun to experiment with, even if you're not planning on releasing it, distributing it, things like that. So I would recommend just trying it out. Maybe you're already making music, but if this is just your first song that you're trying to make, have fun, enjoy what you're doing, and do the best that you can to create great music. And one last thing I would like to mention, writing music can be a very helpful skill. For example, I've used it to write the music for this podcast, and so otherwise I probably would have had to pay to get music or something, and even if I had paid to get music, it probably is music that someone else will have used elsewhere. So I was just able to write my own intro and outro for this podcast. It is quite a helpful tool to have, especially if you're doing a podcast or if you're making a film, then you can write the score for your film. You don't have to worry about the music that you're using. You don't have to worry about copyright problems. You don't have to worry about it being used elsewhere, like in someone else's project, because it can be sort of embarrassing if someone figures out that the music that you're using has been used in like half a dozen other places on the same platform or something. So you want your music to be original most of the time, and so a great way to do that is just to write your own music. And so you can score your own film, write the music for your own podcast, different things like that, and it can come in handy. So that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found out some new things about songwriting, if you are writing your first song, or even if it's not your first song, if you have been making music for a while. I hope you learned some new things, not only about my process, but also about things that can help you with your own music making process. Once again, you can go to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to music, to listen to all my music that I've created. You can also go to graysontaylor.info/music. And if you haven't yet, make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. And please consider leaving a review. That can be on the forum of my website or on the review section of this podcast. So to all you young entrepreneurs and artists out there, stay creative and have a great week.